This is the Sakar Murli of 7th of January, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, when you remember that you are confluence-aged Brahmins, you will start to see the trees of the Golden Age and have limitless happiness. Question. What indicates the children who are very keen on this knowledge? Answer. They only talk about this knowledge amongst themselves. They do not busy themselves in gossiping about others. They churn the ocean of this knowledge in solitude. Question. What secret in this world drama do only you children know? Answer. In this world drama, no one but Shiv Baba is constant. The souls of this old world need someone to take them to the new world. Only you children know this secret of the drama. Om Shanti. The Father comes at the most auspicious confluence age and speaks to you spiritual children. You children understand that you are Brahmins. Do you consider yourselves to be Brahmins, or do you even forget this? Brahmins never forget their clan. So you too should also remember that you are Brahmins. Even if you remember this one thing, your boat will be able to go across. You should think about the new things that you hear at the confluence age. This is called churning the ocean of this knowledge. You are Rup and Basant, an embodiment of yoga who showers the rain of knowledge. You souls are filled with the whole of this knowledge, and so only those jewels should emerge. You must remember that you are confluence-aged Brahmins. Some of you don't even understand this. When you remember that you are confluence-aged Brahmins, you will start to see the trees of the Golden Age and have limitless happiness. Repeat inside yourself everything that the Father explains to you. No one but you knows that we are now at the Confluence Age. The study of the Confluence Age does take time. This is the only study for changing from an ordinary human into Narayan, that is, from a resident of hell into a resident of heaven. By remembering that you are becoming deities, the residents of heaven, you will stay happy. Only those who consider themselves to be the residents of the Confluence Age can become the residents of heaven. Previously, when you were residents of hell and performing dirty acts, your stage was completely degraded. You now have to stop doing all of those things. You have to change from ordinary humans into deities, the residents of heaven. When someone's wife dies and you ask the husband, "Where is your wife?" he would say, "She has become a resident of heaven." But he wouldn't know what heaven is. If she had become a resident of heaven, he should be happy. You children now know about these things. Think about this inside. We are now at the confluence age and becoming pure. We are claiming the inheritance of heaven from the Father. Continue to repeat this to yourselves. Although you shouldn't forget this, Maya makes you forget and makes you absolutely iron-aged. When your activities become totally iron-aged, your mercury of happiness doesn't remain stable. Your faces become like those of corpses. The Father says, by sitting on the pyre of lust, everyone became like a corpse, burning away. You know that you are becoming deities from human beings, and so there should be that happiness. This is why it is said, if you want to know about supersensuous joy, ask the gopis and gopis. Each of you should ask your own heart, do I stay in that experience? You are on a godly mission. What task do you do on this godly mission? First of all, you change from Shudras to Brahmins, and then from Brahmins into deities. Never forget that you are Brahmins. Other physical Brahmins quickly say that they are Brahmins. Those Brahmins are born through wombs, whereas you are mouth-born children. You Brahmins should have a great deal of intoxication. Brahma Bhojan has been remembered. When you give people Brahma Bhojan to eat, they become so happy that they are eating food prepared by pure Brahmins. You have to have pure thoughts, words and deeds. You must not do anything impure. This does take time. No one becomes this the moment they are born. There is the saying, liberation in life in a second. You become an heir to the Father as soon as you take birth. When you have that recognition and say that this is Prajapita Brahma and that Brahma is the child of Shiva and you have this faith, you then become an heir. However, if you then perform any kind of wrong act, you would have to be severely punished. You have been told how people sacrifice themselves at Kashi. When they experience punishment, their accounts are settled. They would dive into that well in order to attain liberation. There's nothing like that here. Shiv Baba says to you children, constantly remember me alone. This is so easy. Nevertheless, children are caught by Maya and put in a spin. Your war lasts for the longest time. No war of physical forces would carry on for this long. Your war started the moment you came to Baba. The older ones have battled so much. This will also continue for new ones who come. When soldiers die in those wars, others replace them. Here too, some die, but our number still continues to grow. The tree has to grow large. The Father says to you, sweetest children, remember that I am your Father, your Supreme Teacher, and Satguru. You would not call Sri Krishna the Father, the Teacher, or the Satguru. You should be keen to benefit everyone. When Maharati children remain busy in doing service, they experience a lot of happiness. They run to wherever they are invited. Good children are chosen to serve at exhibitions and be on service committees. You children are directed to remain busy doing service so that people can understand that you are good children on a godly mission. The Father also becomes pleased with those who serve very well. Ask your heart, am I doing service? They speak of being on godfatherly service. What service does God the Father do? He gives everyone this message, man manabhav. That's it. This knowledge of the beginning, the middle, and the end of the cycle is in your intellects. You are called spinners of the discus of self-realization. Therefore, you should think about all of this. The discus of self-realization never stops turning. You are living lighthouses. There is a lot of praise of you. You know the praise of the Unlimited Father. He is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. He is the sermonizer of the Gita. He has his task performed with this knowledge and the power of yoga. The power of yoga has so much impact. The ancient yoga of Bharat that you are now studying is renowned. Sannyasis are hatha yogis. They cannot purify the impure. Only the One Father has this knowledge. You take birth through this knowledge. The Gita is said to be the mother and father. There are the mother and father. As well as being the children of Shiv Baba, you also need the mother and father. Although people sing this, they do not understand anything. The father explains that the meaning of this is very deep. It is said, God the Father. So why do you then say, Mother and Father? Baba has explained that although Saraswati is here, the real mother is in fact Brahmaputra. There is the ocean and the Brahmaputra. The first confluence is of these two. Baba incarnates in this one. These are very subtle things. Not many of you keep these things in your intellects. Not many of you are able to think about them. The ones who will attain a low status have very small intellects. Even so, the Father still tells them, consider yourselves to be souls. This is easy, is it not? The Father of us souls is the Supreme Soul. He tells you souls, constantly remember me alone, and your sins will be absolved. This is the main thing. Those who have dull intellects are not able to understand these deep things. This is why it says in the Gita, Man Manabhav. Everyone who writes to Baba says that it is very difficult to stay on the pilgrimage of remembrance, that they repeatedly forget. One thing or another defeats them. This is a boxing match between Maya and you children of God. No one else knows about this. Baba says, you must conquer Maya in order to attain your Karmatit stage. You first came into relationships of karma. Then, after half a cycle, you gradually began to have karmic bondages. First of all, when you were pure souls, there was no bondage in your actions, neither of happiness nor of sorrow. You came into relationships of happiness. You now understand that you were in happy relationships, and that you then had sorrowful ones. You are now definitely to go into a world of happiness. When the world was new and you were pure, you were the masters. You have now become impure in this old world. You are now becoming deities. Therefore, remember that. The Father says, remember me, and all your sins will be absolved. And you will come home to me. You are to go to your land of happiness via your land of silence. First of all, you have to return home. The Father says, remember me and you will become pure. I, the purifier, am making you pure so that you can return home. Talk to yourselves in this way. This cycle is now coming to an end. We have taken this many births. The Father has now come to make us pure from impure. It is only through the power of yoga that we can become pure. The power of yoga is very famous. Only the Father can teach you this. You don't have to do anything with your body for this. Churn these things throughout the day. Wherever you go, sit in solitude. Just have these things in your intellects. you can find plenty of solitude on the roof. There should be no question of fear in this. Previously, after listening to the Murli, you would go and sit on the hills to churn what you had heard. Those who are interested in this knowledge only talk about things of this knowledge amongst themselves. If they have none of this knowledge, they start gossiping about others. You can show so many people this path at your exhibitions. You know that your religion gives a lot of happiness. You simply have to explain to those of other religions that they should remember the One Father. You must not think that that one is a Muslim or that you are this. No, each of you is a soul, and you have to see the other one as a soul. You have to explain to that soul. You have to explain this at your exhibitions. Therefore, practice this. I, this soul, am explaining to my brother soul. We are now receiving the inheritance from the Father. We consider ourselves to be souls, giving this knowledge to our brothers. You must now come to the Father. You left that land of peace a long time ago and became separated. There is so much sorrow and peacelessness, etc. here. The Father says, now practice considering yourselves to be souls, and you will then forget names, forms and bodies. Why should you think that so-and-so is a Muslim? You must explain to him whilst considering him to be a soul. You can understand whether that soul is good or bad. You souls are told to keep away from those who are a bad influence. You are now the children of the Unlimited Father. Now that you have finished playing your parts here, you have to return home. You have to become pure. You definitely do have to remember the Father. By becoming pure now, you will become the masters of the pure world. People have to take an oath in words. The Father says, you too have to take an oath. The Father gives you wise methods. You souls are originally brothers, and when you enter bodies, you become brothers and sisters. Brothers and sisters must not indulge in vice. By remembering the Father and becoming pure, you become the masters of the world. It is explained that if you are defeated by Maya, you have to get up again and remain alert. The more alert you remain, the more you will attain. There is profit and loss. For half a cycle there is profit, credit, and for the other half there is loss, debit, in Ravan's kingdom. There is an account. Victory is profit and defeat is loss. Therefore, check yourselves. By remembering the Father, you children will experience happiness. Others simply sing this song, but they don't understand a thing about it. Everything they do is without understanding. You no longer perform worship, etc., but you do sing praise. The praise of that One Father is unadulterated. The Father himself comes and teaches you, children. There should be no need for you to ask any questions. Let the cycle be in your awareness, and then understand how you conquer Maya and how you are then defeated. The Father explains, if you are defeated now, you will experience 100-fold punishment. The Father says, do not allow defamation of the Satguru to happen, or else you will not be able to claim a status. This is the true story of becoming the true Narayan. No one else knows about this. They have separated the story of the Gita from that of the true Narayan. This Gita is for becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. The father says, I tell you the story of becoming Narayan from an ordinary human. It is called the Gita as well as the story of immortality. Only the father gives each of you a third eye. You know that since you are becoming deities, you also have to have those virtues. You know that there is nothing in this world that lasts forever. Only Shiv Baba is constant. Everyone else has to come down. He only comes at this confluence age in order to take everyone back home. You would also need someone to take souls of this old world to a new world. These are all secrets of the drama. The Father comes and makes us pure. No bodily being can be called God. The Father explains, at present, the wings of all souls are broken, and so they cannot fly. The Father has come to give you the wings of this knowledge and yoga. Your sins will be burnt away through the power of yoga, and you will then become those charitable souls. However, you first of all do have to make effort. Therefore, the Father says, constantly remember me alone and keep a chart of your remembrance. Those whose charts are good will write their charts and will also experience great happiness. Even if you make every other effort but do not write a chart, you would not be able to fill yourselves with the power of yoga. You profit so much by keeping a chart. Together with this chart, you also have to write down points of this knowledge. You have to write a chart of both how much service you do and for how long you stay in remembrance. You must make so much effort that at the end, nothing else will be remembered. Make effort now to consider yourselves to be souls so that you become charitable souls. Atcha. To you, sweetest, beloved, long-lost and now-found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the Mother, the Father, Bapdada. The Spiritual Father says Namaste to you, spiritual children. Essence for Dharana. 1. Churn the ocean of this knowledge in solitude. Remain on the pilgrimage of remembrance. Conquer Maya and reach your Karmateet stage. 2. Whilst giving this knowledge to anyone, your intellect must remain aware. I, this soul, am giving this knowledge to my brother soul. Forget everyone's name, form and body. Take the oath of purity and become pure. Become a master of the pure world. Blessing. May you be ignorant of having any desire for yourself and become a constant donor who uplifts and benefits others like the Father. Father Brahma gave his own time for doing service. He remained humble himself and gave respect to the children. He even renounced the name he earned from doing the service. He became one who uplifts all and benefits others through his name, respect and honour. He renounced his own name and glorified the names of others. He constantly kept himself a server and made the children his masters. He considered his own happiness to lie in the happiness of the children. To be ignorant of the knowledge of desire, like the Father, means to be an intoxicated beggar, to be a constant donor who uplifts and benefits all. When you do this, there will be a fast speed in the task of world benevolence. All cases and stories, situations, will finish. Slogan: be an ocean, Sindhu, of this knowledge, virtues and dharma, and a point, Bindu, in your awareness. With your powerful mind, do the service of giving Sakash. Now you children have to give Sakash through your elevated and powerful thoughts. Give power to those who are weak. Use the time for your own efforts in giving cooperation to others. To give cooperation to others means to accumulate for yourself. Now spread such a wave that you don't take salvation, but you give salvation. The receiving is merged in the giving. Om Shanti.